Unit 4. Reaping the Rewards of Innovation. If you appreciate the convenience and speed with which you can use your smartphone, computer, or other electronics, you can thank a whole cast of brilliant engineers. Some of these geniuses stand out more than others. Usually, they get rewarded quite handsomely for their revolutionary innovations. That was not the case of Fujio Masuoka, the inventor of flash memory. Unfortunately, Toshiba, his employer, was reluctant to support his innovative ideas. Masuoka's main job was developing the DRAM technology. During regular work hours, Masuoka worked on DRAM, while on nights and weekends he worked on his own idea, flash memory. He first patented the idea for flash memory in 1980. In 1984, he was promoted for his work on DRAM. This promotion gave him the authority to go directly to the factory and have semiconductor chips made. That same year, he drew a lot of attention from American semiconductor companies at the annual International Electron Devices Meeting, IEDM, in San Jose, California. Toshiba did not expect inquiries from many American computer companies as well as automobile companies requesting samples. Among those companies was Intel, which devoted 500 engineers to work on the flash memory project, while Toshiba allocated only 5 employees to help Masuoka on a part-time basis. The company instead prioritized DRAM by assigning 60 engineers to assist Masuoka. Although DRAM was earning Toshiba $500 million a year, Intel had quickly dominated the market for flash memory with $500 million in sales a year. In 1987, Masuoka developed a new type of flash memory that was compact enough to be used in mobile phones and other devices. The company didn't recognize his efforts until he was given a newspaper award for Invention of the Year in 1988. Only then did Toshiba reward him with only a few hundred dollars. Just as the new flash memory went on sale in 1990, Toshiba pressured Masuoka to accept another promotion. He viewed it as a demotion, believing he was being punished for not being a team player and doing his own thing without permission. By 1994, Masuoka quit his job at Toshiba to work at Tohoku University. In December 2001, Toshiba ended its sales of DRAM and focused on flash memory. At the time, Toshiba was earning more than $1.2 billion a year from memory sales in a market worth $76 billion. In 2006, Masuoka settled a lawsuit with Toshiba for compensation of the patent for flash memory. He demanded 1 billion yen, but settled with the company for 87 million yen. This is not the only time that a Japanese company benefited immensely from an employee's revolutionary creation. Shuji Nakamura, the inventor of the technology that leads to the development of blue LEDs, also ended up in a court battle with his company, Nichia Corporation. It can be argued that one of the greatest strengths of Japanese industry is teamwork. For some companies, that means individual initiative can be frowned upon and discouraged by upper management. The question is, do the fruits of labor of Japanese employees belong exclusively to the company? At the very least, current and future managers should keep in their memories the history of flash memory. Exercises. F. 1. Fujio Masuoka was not satisfied with Toshiba because A. The company forced him to work overtime. B. They did not value his work on flash memory. C. The managers did not work on nights and weekends. 2. The company, Intel, dominated the market. A. For DRAM technology. B. For flash memory. C. For blue LEDs. 3. After Masuoka quit his job at Toshiba, A. He started his own company. B. He had nice memories. C. He started a new job at Tohoku University.